Welcome to the Alberta Mentoring Partnership Podcast. My name is Michael Jans, and I'm the Partnership Engagement Manager. Today's episode is called Mentoring in 2020 and What We Need to Do to Get There. This podcast is actually a copy of the audio from the webinar that we did on Friday, May 12th about the Alberta Mentoring Partnership Phase 4 Strategic Plan. The strategic plan outlines the work for the next 3 years for the Alberta Mentoring Partnership, what we're going to be doing to expand and enhance mentoring throughout Alberta, some of our plans about research, as well as a highlight about some of the activities and events and successes we've had over the last 3 years. So if you're interested in the Alberta Mentoring Partnership, if you're interested in mentoring in Alberta and across Canada, if you're interested in learning more about what we're doing for kids, please visit www.albertamentors.ca. And without further ado, here is the copy of the webinar available to you as a podcast. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Michael Jans, the Partnership Engagement Manager with the Alberta Mentoring Partnership. And with me is
Caroline Missel, and I am with Alberta Education and support the Alberta Mentoring Partnership.
And also
Corey Dodge with the Alberta Mentoring Partnership.
Yeah, so we're just going to get started in just a minute. First, we're going to walk through some technical pieces. So if you haven't joined us before on a GoToMeeting webinar, it's really easy and interactive. You have the opportunity to listen and watch the screen from your computer. It actually is pretty cool. It tells us if you're paying attention or not. So close Facebook. I can see what you're doing. Just kidding. But Corey, if somebody's watching along and they have questions for us or commentary, how can they connect with us?
Two ways. There's a questions box in the bottom right. It should be. You can ask a question there. It'll go directly towards us, and then we can either answer it privately or at the end of the show. And then also there's a chat box that you can chat, and everybody can see that as well.
Yeah. So we're just gonna do a quick test. Are you happy that the Oilers are out of the playoffs? So if you want to click on the chat box and say yes or no, or Michael, you're heartless. How could you? It's too soon. You can post that there. So we'll just watch some of the responses coming in. So throughout the program, that's exactly how you'll ask us questions. So if you want to add anything else or save your questions to the end, you can type them into the chat box there and we will respond accordingly. So today, the theme of today's webinar and Lunch and Learn is Mentoring in 2020 and What We Need to Get There. It's going to be an overview of the AMP strategic plan for 2017 to 2020. As you've likely heard, the funding has been renewed to continue the Alberta Mentoring Partnership for the next 3 years, and we're going to continue building on the work of the three phases before us. So today, I'll skip to the next slide. In an overview, we're going to reintroduce ourselves to you, what we do. We're kind of your other staff members in Edmonton working hard on mentoring, and we'll explain to you a little bit of what we do and what we've been busy with over the last year. We're going to go through the AMP strategic plan 2017 to 2020, just at the very, very high level, just to give you an overview of the directions we're heading in, and then a brief overview of how you can engage in supporting mentoring in addition to your work across Alberta and across Canada. So, finally, we'll conclude with any questions or feedback.
So for those of you that may not be familiar with the Alberta Mentoring Partnership, we have been around since 2008, and it is a collective of government and community and other agencies and schools, and it is co-chaired by Alberta Education and Alberta Children's Services and a community representative. And right now that community representative is Liz O'Neill, who is the CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs Big Brothers Big Sisters Edmonton. And really all the work that we do is about advancing mentoring to benefit children and youth in our province.
I think on our leadership team now, we have somebody from Alberta Health Services, Alberta Justice, Indigenous yes. Relations. We have a youth representative. We have a corporate stakeholder from Royal Bank. There we go. Yeah. And so we have quite a few folks from different areas who support the AMP, and that's very exciting. We have numerous promotional opportunities and resources that we'd like to share with you about how, if you're not a partner already or you have friends who are not partners of the AMP, how they can engage in our work. Of course, it's a no-fee partnership, and we of course welcome new partners at any time. It's a very basic criteria. They have to be a mentoring or an agency who is engaged in and supporting mentoring, but we'll work with them to figure out what they need, how they can become a partner and take advantage of all of the benefits of partnership.
So some of those benefits include access to tools and research. And of course, anybody can log on to our website and get those. The benefit of being a partner is that you will get updates on new resources, things like today's webinar, upcoming webinars, all of that kind of information you will get on a regular basis, along with a newsletter, which will highlight different people and agencies doing mentoring work in the province. And other events, including related events that aren't necessarily AMP sponsored. We have promotional materials and co-branding tools that are available to our partners for them to use to promote mentoring in general, as well as other resources in AMP. There's a search tool on our website, so you can easily find whatever it is that you're looking for. And also, we're looking at recognition and highlighting partner organizations that deliver mentoring programs on the website. So you can go to the website, see that link, and you can get a list of who are already currently partners, which might be helpful if you're looking for other people in your general area that might be doing mentoring that you want to connect with. So there's a list on our website.
One of our, I would say, our marquee features is our online mentor training. And that we have thousands of mentors who have done that training. It's a 60-minute online training that is available free to you if you're a partner of the AMP. We provide the login information for you. So it's I would say it's handy training for absolutely a new prospective mentor, or also the mentee training is very helpful for a new mentee, but also as just a general refresher if you want to add it to your the suite of resources that you provide in your agency. It's another added benefit. So one of our, we obviously want to enhance mentoring programs throughout Alberta. We want to make sure that you have the leading practices, the resources, the supports that you can implement and make sure that you're using all of the evidence and research to ensure that your mentoring programs has the best outcomes. But one of the other main functions that we do is around expanding mentoring. We currently have over 120 partners, including partners we count as schools and agencies, like community agencies, like a Rotary Club or a Big Brothers Big Sisters or a group like that. We also have schools. Schools can also become partners of the Alberta Mentoring Partnership, and they would enjoy all of the same benefits. And one of the great benefits of becoming a school or agency partner is that we refer mentoring potential mentors through our website to your school or your agency. So volunteers connect with us every week looking for a way to volunteer, looking for a way to get engaged. And our map and our ability to connect volunteers with mentoring agencies and schools wherever they are in Alberta is a wonderful asset that we want to share and make sure that you're taking use of. So we'll touch more on that later.
And I think one of the new additions to the partnership structure is the builder partners. So if you are an organization, or even for that matter, an individual who just has an interest in mentoring and promoting mentoring across the province, then you can become a builder partner as well.
Yeah, an example of that could be a company or who does not operate a mentoring program, but they do support the work that we're doing and they want to help us thrive. So we're a partnership. We are creating ways for partners to engage. One of the other benefits that the AMP does for you is that we provide free marketing opportunities to showcase your profile, your programs, and the work that you are doing, not just in your own community, but across Alberta. Our goal is that your work will inspire others to start similar programs. We don't want to reinvent the wheel, and there's more than enough great programs going on. So if you're in Grand Prairie and you're operating a great program that's engaging seniors and young people, we want to showcase that across the province so somebody in Lethbridge could take advantage of that and learn and build on what you're doing. So we believe that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
So some of the work that AMP has been involved in the last year or so are things like Michael went on a partner engagement tour of the province, meeting with different organizations and agencies involved in mentoring work, ones that are currently involved with AMP, but also some new ones.
And Caroline's been doing the same with schools right now, meeting curriculum folks and educators and principals across Alberta as well.
And the Girls Group Mentoring Toolkit was a collaboration with the Canadian Women's Foundation Federation. And it's a great document that looks at how to have do some mentoring that directly impacts girls. And I think the age range is like grade 5 to 8 is the target audience of that toolkit. Also did some work on the corporate mentoring toolkit. So again, lots of tools in there. If you are a corporation that's looking at doing mentoring in a school or outside of a school, it's also great for schools or other places that are looking at getting corporate involvement and getting corporate mentors. And just an aside, we're looking at Alberta Education right now is looking at and Children's Services about how can we use some of those corporate mentoring tools to have staff from those ministries mentor in schools. Youth Facing Barriers Toolkit and the Youth in Care. So again, that was a partnership with Ontario to look at how can we better serve youth in care. The 100 Reasons to Mentor campaign was another one. Mentor Month, our first attempt at Mentor Month to piggyback on what the U.S. has been doing for a number of years. So Mentor Month is January. So we had a lot of success, raised a lot of awareness during Mentor Month, and we're looking forward to much bigger and better things this January and learning from how last January went. We've done some work with the Frameworks Institute and their work around brain science and how do we message, how does our messaging really impact Albertans, and how do we get at what's going to have the biggest bang for our buck when we talk about mentoring with people. We co-hosted with Ontario and Big Brothers Big Sisters Canada the National Mentoring Symposium, which was held in Banff in November of 2016. It was a huge success. In tandem with that, we had a youth forum, which involved about 30 youth from across Canada who came together to learn about mentoring, to talk about mentoring, and to give their advice to the adult people at the symposium about how best to serve children and youth across our country.
I think the youth forum won the highlight of the...
Yeah, it was great. Exhausting, but great. We worked on a framework for mentoring in schools. So we had a document that was called a framework for building mentoring relationships in schools that just needed some refreshing. So that has recently been updated, and it is now also the basis for an Alberta Teachers Association workshop. So some of you may be familiar with that, some may not, but the Alberta Teachers Association offers workshops to schools across the province. And it, regardless of where you are in the province, their workshops are cost $100. So they're great value. And now there's a full day workshop for schools and school staff on mentoring and how to set up mentoring in your school. And that's just some of the highlights from our busy year.
Yeah, no, and we're going to continue building on all of this work. As Caroline said, one of our highlights of the last couple of years has been the National Mentoring Symposium. So, Corey, if somebody wanted to learn about the work that was showcased at the symposium, but they weren't able to attend, how can they get a hold of the presentations and details?
As you see on the slide here, all you do is visit albertamentors.ca/national-mentoring-symposium. And on there, you'll find video, all the presentations, and the highlights from the symposium.
So we've got the PowerPoints, we've got handouts, we've got other materials. It's all there available. You can share it, you can download it.
And if you're keen, you can look back all the way to 2013 when we did the symposium there as well.
Yeah, I found some of the 2013 presentations are still, even 4 years later, still very timely and very helpful. So thanks for that reminder. That's most helpful. And as well,
one of the highlights was to be able to participate in some population lab research that was conducted by the University of Alberta. And thanks to our research and evaluation committee with Robin Blackadar from PolicyWise as its chair, we were able to put some questions in that research or in that survey around mentoring. And so it was great to get some Alberta findings. So what we found was some of the highlights are that 1/3 of surveyed Alberta adults reported mentoring youth in 2016. Many of these were informal mentors, still though having a big impact on children and youth in our province. We found that women and individuals born in Alberta were more likely to be mentors. So that gives us some ideas about who we need to look at when we're thinking about recruiting and talking to more mentors. Over half of surveyed Alberta adults were mentored as youth, again, often informally. But it's the good news is that half of them felt like they had a mentor or a trusted person to help them in their life. The bad news is half of people didn't. So we've got some work to do around making sure that all of our children and youth feel supported. About half of the surveyed Alberta adults report at one point wanting a mentor but not having one available for them. So again, it gives us an idea of the work that lays ahead of us. And that two-thirds of surveyed Alberta adults would consider mentoring in the near future. So we need to be looking at that as well, and how are we reaching those people, and how are we making sure we're capitalizing on people's desire to be mentors and making it as easy for them as possible.
Yeah, the Population Lab Research Report is a phenomenal resource. We did a blog post on it. I'd highly recommend going and reading it and looking through the data. Every now and then we get emails at the AMP asking for support for applications for grants. So your agency or you might be looking for funding or support, and you need something to showcase the impact of mentoring, about why your program matters and the need of mentoring. And this Population Lab Research is, I would say, our golden goose in terms of the case for mentoring. It's real data from Alberta, Albertans, in a very, very legitimately well-researched sound way. So I know Robin's on the call, and I would highly recommend for all of you folks, honor Robin by going and taking a look at this work and seeing how you can use it to support your agency. We probably, in the future, we're still talking about, we've had a lot of demand and interest on this subject, and we may host an additional webinar just diving deeper into the Pop Lab research and what it tells us about growing mentoring across Alberta in future. Mentor Month, hashtag Mentoring Month. It was this January, as Caroline said, it was our first attempt on it. The best part about Mentor Month is we had phenomenal champions and photos and content and from you sharing all of that with us that we have adapted. So if you are a mentoring agency who's looking for free promotional resources, materials, you like the photos, you want banners, we can easily adapt the Mentoring Month material and cross out Mentoring Month and add in the name of your agency. We can add in your website or your phone number. So let us know if you're an AMP partner. We're happy to do quick edits for you to provide you that. So we're going to make your marketing campaign this year even easier. We've already done the heavy lifting of the design and producing all of this material. From here, it's just minor edits to share it and help have it for you to adapt and use for your purposes.
One of the areas we've been working a lot on and will continue to next year is looking at resources for educators. So we know that schools that are in centers who have the luxury of a mentoring organization like a Big Brothers Big Sisters have some support right there. But we also realize that there are many schools in many communities that don't have those kinds of supports. So we're really looking at what is it that we can be creating and doing, and how can we better support schools in starting and implementing or enhancing mentoring when they don't have the luxury of having an organization to support them. So I talked a little bit about the refresh of the framework for building mentoring relationships in schools. It's really a great place to start. Teen mentors are one of the fastest growing groups of mentors in the province. And the Teen Mentoring Toolkit is basically a DIY guide to starting teen mentoring in your schools. And I always jump up on my little soapbox and talk about how some of our students that are struggling in school, some of our students who are not good attenders, some of our students who present with some challenging behaviors often make the best mentors. And we're seeing a huge difference for those kids when they get put in the position of a mentor instead of always being the ones who we think need a mentor. So just looking at how do we get some of that messaging out, and how do we continue to work on our resources. We're also looking at holding a couple of webinars around the career and technology studies courses. So there are currently 5 1 credit courses that high school students can earn that involve mentoring. It's about being a mentor. One of the courses is also about how do you find yourself a mentor as you transition out of high school into the rest of your life. So we're looking at a really simple webinar on what are the CTS courses, what do they entail, what are the outcomes that are involved, and then a second follow-up one, which will be a panel of school administrators from schools across the province talking about how they've implemented that in their school. Because sometimes what we've heard is the challenge is in scheduling those CTS courses, and how do you perhaps combine them with others. So that will be coming soon in an email to you. And so if you are a partner, you will get that information sent to you when we schedule those.
And I'm going to ask Corey to jump out of the PowerPoint for a second and just show us on the website where you would find these education resources.
So you can find them on this page, which is our general tools and research page. But more specifically, if you go over to albertamentors.ca/mentoring-in-schools, you can see that all of the education resources are located here. So Caroline talked to the Frameworks for Mentoring in Schools document, which is here. We are also revamping our Making Positive Connections, which you'll see coming out soon. But if you want to check out the old one, it's here. And as we scroll through, you can see other ones such as the High School Teen Mentoring and the CTS credits that were alluded to.
Yeah, and that's excellent.
And I did mention as well, the there's a link under the For Schools and Agencies tab as well for the Alberta Teachers Association workshop. So if schools are interested in hosting one of those workshops, the information and the contact person is there for you.
Absolutely. And so if you have a friend who's a teacher who wants to learn more, please send them to our page. And the next highlight I want to share with you is around cultural resources as well, too. So, Corey, can you jump back to albertamentors.ca/start? So it's albertamentors.ca/start-a-mentoring program with dashes in between. And we basically have two, like the sort of the first roll of the dice on our Monopoly board. You have on the left hand, we have the framework for mentoring in schools. So if you want to do a school-based mentoring program or a connect in an educational setting, that is that framework document is your, that is your marquee resource. That's the major piece. If you are a community agency who wants to start a mentoring program, this is we have this guide called the Start a Community-Based Mentoring Program Toolkit, and it's everything you need to know about mentoring. And then to supplement that, to add additional trailers to that tractor, we have these pieces such as Indigenous mentoring resources, immigrant and refugee mentoring resources, youth and care, our youth and care project, and then as well mentoring girls. So if you come to this page and take a look, you can download the full toolkit as well. You can go through all the different steps. So some of those steps are universal. No matter where you are, you need to think about insurance. You need to think about your budget. You need to think about need and doing strength assessment. But then if you're targeting the program to special emerging populations, such as you're trying to do better in connecting with your Indigenous community, or you're trying to do better in connecting with Syrian refugees or newcomers or immigrants, we are providing additional information to bookend that. That'll be coming out shortly. So we have some, we're putting the final edits on some of the refugee, immigrant, and newcomer work that'll be especially relevant for those of you working with Syrian kids who have arrived in the last couple of years. We're also going to have additional resources from our Indigenous partners that have helped us develop a new supplemental considerations document to give you some extra questions just to challenge you a little bit in helping helping there. So let's hop back to the PowerPoint. And overall, I mean, we'll keep you busy. You can go and check out our website. You can check out our YouTube. We've got a podcast. We've got all sorts of content available to help you expand and enhance your mentoring programs. Now, what you've all been waiting for, we're going to read a 36-page strategic plan document to you word by word. Ready? Page one. Caroline, would you like to begin?
So we're moving into phase four of our strategic planning. So we've had, since 2008, phase one, two, and three. Phase one, definitely a very beginning building phase for AMP. Phase two and three, looking more at our structure and starting to develop resources. And phase four, we really have some good information from the Pop Lab survey, from evaluations of our other phases, about where we need to go next. And we've revised our vision for AMP to really look at an Alberta where mentoring relationships help young people thrive, or young people thriving through mentoring relationships is really what our ultimate goal is. So we have some short-term outcomes around agency schools and builders are aware of AMP. So that's, of course, the first step, is to make sure people are aware and aware of the importance of mentoring and the difference it can make in people's lives. Looking at evidence-informed mentoring resources, tools, and information. So again, we really, everything that we do, we try to base it around what is evidence-informed, what is the research telling us are good practices, and how do we help promote those across the province. And then Alberta agency schools and builders are accessing our information resources and supports. And I think a piece that we've learned as well is that having some print resources and web-based resources are all well and good, but sometimes there needs to be that a little bit more support provided. So we're looking at what's the best way to provide support. We're certainly here to do some of that, but also looking at how agencies and organizations and schools and mentoring champions across the province can start to support each other. Our intermediate outcomes, Alberta agencies and schools use evidence-formed resources, tools, and practices, and Alberta agencies and schools expand mentoring. So we're really looking at how do we increase that to touch more children and youth. And then again, our ultimate long-term outcome is that our agencies and schools report that mentoring is contributing to an increased well-being and the ability of young people to better manage life's challenges. So if we think about resiliency, it's really about how are we contributing to success and resiliency in our children and youth. So this is really kind of our one pager, everything in one spot look at what we're really going to try to accomplish over the next 3 years. So at the top, you'll see our mission and our vision about working together to strengthen Alberta's capacity to support and enhance mentoring. Again, our long-term outcome about really increasing the well-being and ability of our children and youth to manage life. And then at the bottom, you'll see that our core functions. So we're really looking at that idea about leadership. How do we build relationships, connect partners, facilitate conversations, mentoring promotion. So again, how do we promote the benefits and really help people to understand the value of mentoring? You know, and my role in schools is really about making sure that people understand that this is a relatively low cost, incredibly impactful practice, and for some kids, intervention. Looking at knowledge generation, so working to the research to compile, to synthesize, examine, gather, and disseminate that information across the province. And that kind of ties into that knowledge mobilization as well. So that's really what we're looking at. And under our goals,
yeah,
you can see some of the kind of the ideas that we have about how we're going to achieve these.
So each strategic pillar, strengthen Alberta's mentoring network, expand and enhance mentoring, support evidence-based decision-making, will be accomplished by a series of different goals. And we're not going to go through the entirety of them. We're just going to stick to the high level, just giving you an overview of what the pillars are. If you're interested in more detail in the complete strategic plan, we'll be outlining all of those goals, and then you can delve even deeper and see, okay, how are we going to accomplish something such as strategic goal 3.2? We'll be doing that through our committees with different initiatives. So the research and evaluation committee will be examining how we're going to document and mobilize the provincial impact of mentoring in support of goal 3.2. So, but very much today at the high level, jumping to strategic pillar one, AMP is a connector that links agencies, schools, and builders in its system and working together to advance mentoring. So the way we're going to do that is by increasing partner engagement. We know that the mentoring movement is a collective of all of us pushing together as schools, as agencies, as builders, wherever we are. And we're going to work with you. We want to showcase the good thing you're doing and inspire others to take up the challenge. We want to get that community-based toolkit into every community so that wherever young people are in Alberta, they have equal or rather equitable access to high-quality mentoring opportunities. We're also going to be bringing you the best from across Canada. We're in conversations with other national partners that are serving youth. If there's something going on in another province that's advancing mentoring, we want to know about it. We want to hear about it. We want to make sure that we can bring it to you. So that's going to be a priority in how we move ahead. And conversely, how can we share the brilliant things that you're doing with the rest of Canada to inspire them as well?
And strategic pillar two is really around that idea of expanding and enhancing mentoring. So how are we working in collaboration with our agency, schools, and builders to generate where needed, new resources perhaps, how to get the ones that we have out to people, and how to build capacity and support partners to expand the delivery. So that's And that's sort of what I was talking about from the school perspective, but also from the community perspective. And we're looking at ideas. So the Mentoring in Schools Committee, for example, is looking at ways that we could be able to connect schools. So how can schools find another school in their area that's perhaps offering the CTS courses or has a teen mentoring program and has been doing it for a few years? And how can we be connecting people to support each other, whether it be a school or an agency that's looking to set up a mentoring program for a specific population and who might in the province be doing some really good work in that area. So those are some of the things that we're exploring under our strategic pillar two.
Absolutely. And all of that evidence that we build and mobilize is done, that's informed by your practice and the practice of our partners and our leadership team. So when we bring you a new toolkit, for example, it's been vetted and reviewed and informed by the feedback of the field. So you know you're getting not just valuable information, but information that's been tested and mobilized elsewhere already. Strategic pillar number three, Caroline.
So this is really around that supporting the evidence-informed decision-making. So how are we collecting that evidence? How are we mobilizing it? Those kinds of things. This is our research and evaluation committee has a really big role to play in this. And we're really looking at how can we increase the amount of Alberta research. Often the research that we go to is American research. We don't have a lot. And interestingly enough, often American researchers come to Alberta to do their research. So one of our goals is to look at how do we get more Alberta and Canadian research to support what we're doing.
Yeah, American research is valuable, but it doesn't always map perfectly onto our kids or our experience. And even, for example, just recently, the work we were doing around the Syrian newcomers, some of the refugee mentoring work in the United States did help inform that. But some of it is very different too, different communities and different practices. So we're working to bring the best to you. So how can you help? Well, we need you to engage with us. We are a partnership and we're only as strong as you, our partners. So by engaging with us on social media, that's a very, very easy, low cost way for you to help impact and share our work. When we send out surveys periodically about different initiatives we're doing or where we need feedback or help, we most recently just did one on refreshing our online mentor training. Your feedback in those surveys is incredibly valuable. So if you aren't getting them, if you're listening to this webinar saying, oh, I never got the survey, send us an email and we'll make sure that you get on that list. Staying up to date with your partner contact information is most helpful because when potential mentors come to our webpage and they're looking for an agency to get involved with, the worst thing that can happen is their enthusiasm is lost because they called a number that's no longer in service in their community. So making sure that we have your updated contact information. Partnering with us to host or co-host information sharing opportunities, webinars, etc. Caroline is out supporting schools and the academic community across Alberta. Myself as well. I mean, I just got my winter tires off, and Liz gave me the green light to come and host or co-host meetings or partner engagement opportunities with you in your own local community. So if there's something that we can do to help your mentoring agency and using the information that the AMP has, we want to meet with you and support you. And that's how we're going to strengthen the movement together. And the only ask we have is that you also open it up to other mentoring agencies in your nearby area. Our goal is that eventually we can build communities of practice around Alberta where mentoring agencies can share together. We also have an AMP evaluation coming up, and like I said, our funding has been renewed, our strategic plan has been built, and we're moving ahead. But when you participate in the AMP evaluation, it helps us know where we need to focus a little more. So say, for example, today was the first time that you heard about our corporate mentoring toolkit. Well, that tells us that we need to do a little bit more in helping share and mobilize that resource. And finally, ultimately, you are the mentoring movement. So if you can be vocal about the importance of mentoring as a high impact, accessible strategy in your community, that's a huge help for us. So at this time, it's 35 minutes after 12. We hope that you've finished your soup and sandwich, and now you're ready to ask us a few questions. So we're going to open up the chat box and see if there's anything there waiting us for us. So a couple questions we've been asked previously. that we thought we just might touch on now. So does the AMP provide grants? When I meet with partners, partners are always looking for funding and support. Now, the AMP is not a funding agency. We are a partnership. We don't provide funding. We're not an evaluator. We don't tell you we don't tell you how exactly you must run your program. We're not a certification body, and we're not a funder either. However, when we hear about opportunities, when we're made aware of grants, we share them across the province via our newsletter. So we highly recommend that you sign up for that newsletter and share it widely within your organization. The next question, is there going to be another national mentoring symposium? We don't have an official answer. We know that we got a lot of positive feedback. We also know it's a lot of work. So we're in the meantime, I think we're going to be focused over this next year on smaller scale professional development opportunities in the academic and community space.
And the conversations are continuing on an ongoing basis with Big Brothers Big Sisters Canada and Ontario about the possibility of hosting. So there may be one, we just haven't got a definitive answer or an idea of when quite yet.
Do we charge for any of our resources? I'll say no with a little asterisk. So no, we don't. We ask that you're a partner to take advantage of our training. Our tools are available for free on the web. You can download and share them. In fact, that's the highest compliment you can give us, is sharing our resources. However, there are a couple of pieces, as Caroline spoke to, where you may have to pay, for example.
Right. For things that we have some links to resources or supports that aren't necessarily ours. So I mentioned the Alberta Mentoring, the Alberta Teachers Association workshop. So that's delivered by the ATA, and they do have a charge for that. But it's $100 regardless of where you are, and there's no travel expenses on top of that.
That's an incredible deal.
That's the ultimate, the most you could possibly pay is the $100. So the only things that would be charged for are those sorts of services which aren't directly offered by AMP.
And then finally, what is the update on the mentor training, the online mentor training review? Well, it's something we are going to be undertaking, but we assure you that as we are undertaking the review and the refresh of the training, you will still have access to the current training. So you won't lose access. You can continue using the current training, but in future, when we have the new one ready to go, it'll be a seamless transition, and you'll be notified as that. So do not worry. You will not be losing access to the online mentor training in the meantime. And finally, we'll do one more check on the comments feed. And it looks like we're all good. We see a couple hands waving. So Caroline, was there anything else you wanted to add today?
The one thing that I didn't mention, and I'm not sure if people are interested or know about it or not, but there's also a post-secondary course that's offered through the University of Alberta. It's EdPsych 465, Mentoring Children and Adolescents. It is offered live and in person at the U of A, which is great if you live close by, but it's also offered in an online version, and it's an open studies course. So you do not, even though it's an EdPsych course, you do not have to be in the education faculty to access that. It's a really amazing opportunity for young people to start to learn about mentoring. A lot of the modules that are involved in that particular course look at mentoring with specific populations. For example, mentoring children and youth with FASD, mentoring immigrant children and youth. There's all kinds of different topics there. So it is available through the University of Alberta. Again, EdPsych 465. If you are interested in learning more about it but can't find the information on the U of A website, you can just email us at albertamentors.ca, and we'll be able to get you the contact and that information if that's something that's of interest to you.
That's wonderful. So we'll call that as a wrap for today. Again, any other questions or comments, you can email us anytime, mentor.support@albertamentors.ca, and we'd love to help you out. So thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to working with you through phase four.